This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
And the person who helps us with other kinds of decision-making this time of the week is Rob Hutchinson from Dear South Africa, talking to us about decision-making in Parliament. Rob, how are you doing?
Very well, and yourself, Benji?
I'm doing fantastically well. Thank you so much, Rob. So we have, last week we were talking about a few different issues on the go in Parliament, and one of them was the land bill that had gone through, and the land court in particular, and now there is some discussion about how that is going to be set up, so why don't we chat about that?
Yeah, sure. So the whenever a bill goes out to Parliament, or a new bill is introduced or amended, obviously there have to be regulations written in terms of that bill or that now or what is now an act. The regulations determine how the act will be enforced, how to be rolled out, and basically it's the functions of the act or the new piece of legislation. So this will go undergo several processes. What they've started now with the Land Court Act is the appointment of judges and other people who will be involved, including assessors and so on, external people plus internal people, the remuneration, how they will be appointed, what qualifications they should have, and so on. So it's the first step in establishing the land court. Remember, it was the Land Claims Court. Now it's the Land Court, which handles disputes in the case of land expropriation with null compensation.
So having a look at these regulations, obviously it was a hugely controversial bill and act. What are there any red flags that we need to be looking at the moment around this?
I don't think it's too clear on exactly who can be appointed and who actually makes the appointments of the judges or presiding officers. And it does mention, the act also mentions a tribunal before the court to settle disputes. So there's not much mention of the tribunal, although it does talk about assessors who will remain in the land court and who will remain on after time and do consist of either people from the public or people from government. However, it's not the regulations aren't quite clear. That does talk about remunerations of mediators and so on, but to me, it's who's going to appoint these, what's the process in vetting them, and what would their qualifications be, and so on. I suppose that will be determined when judges are appointed. I'm sure that will go out to public comment as well. We've seen that in other processes. But then again, it doesn't need to happen. Even regulations don't need to really be put out for public comment. They are up to the minister to determine. So I'm glad that they've put these out. But however, that's only, I think it's how many, 7 pages or 6 pages, which isn't a lot of information in this case.
Right, so something that we are going to have to be watching, I'm sure, very carefully, and something which people are going to be examining in detail beyond this basic set of information. We're talking to Rob Hutchinson, as we do every single week from Dear South Africa, finding out what is going on in Parliament. I'm Benji Shulman. This is 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM. Now, Rob, obviously lots of other things going on in Parliament at the moment. The spy bill that we have been speaking about, that was passed, and I see is already talk of opposition to it, maybe even court challenges, very, very controversial elements in this starting to find pushback.
Yeah, there is. It's been put before the National Council of Provinces, the NCOP, which is quite unusual. I didn't expect it to actually go out for comment. again, from the NCOP, but it's because it's a Section 75 bill, which doesn't have to undergo concurrence by the NCOP.
So just take a step back there quickly, if you don't mind, Rob, because I imagine that most people don't know what that means. We have the National Parliament, and we know about this National Council of Provinces, which represents the interests of the provinces. Are you saying that there's some bills that don't actually have to go to the NCOP for them to have a look at?
Yes, yes. Some don't actually have to go. This is a national matter, which is a restructuring of the National
Intelligence Services.
Intelligence Division, yes.
So in other words, because that doesn't have anything to do with provincial level scrutiny of stuff, it actually doesn't have to go through the NCOP to have a look at.
That's correct. That's correct, yes. There's a number of other bills that they don't have to, but most bills generally do, sort of. So the NHI bill, for instance, would have to go to the National Council of Provinces, Bella Bill, basic education laws, that kind of thing, because they would have to affect the MECs of each province, who would handle it in their own way. But when it's a national matter such as this, involving a separate state entity, which is on a national level, then it normally doesn't go to NCOP. But it's good to see that this has gone to the National Council of Provinces, because the bill has actually undergone quite a few changes and amendments from the National Assembly, due to input from the public, individuals in the public, and many organizations that did have a vested interest in it. And some of the changes are good. Some are still quite questionable, and some other issues, major issues, have still not been addressed. So I think this is a time for the public to once again get involved, have a look at what the changes are, and what still should be changed.
Now, on the question of the bill, I mean, is there now a timing element to it, because it got passed by National Parliament? It is now in front of the NCOP. Parliament is nearly done in terms of its ability to, or NCOP even in terms of pass things. Is there a risk that this thing won't get through by the time that the elections come around?
Yes, yes, there's a great risk now, which I'm kind of happy about, because it's quite an extensive bill, which really has been rushed through Parliament. And it really needs to undergo a lot more scrutiny and a lot more amendments and more discussion within the halls of Parliament. So there is that risk that it might not be passed before Parliament does dissolve. I think the closing date for comments is the 12th of May, which puts it right on the edge. NCOP will still have to pass it through to the president with the amendments that have made, if any, and then the president would still have to sign it all before the 21st of May, which is when Parliament officially dissolves.
Okay, so there is quite a long way to go. Well, not quite a long way, but a short way, but a tight way in terms of this particular bill. And so there is opportunity to once again comment further on the amendments that have been made.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. So the public has, I said, until the 12th of May to do so. What we'll do on dsafrica.co.za is put a list of the new amendments to which were proposed by the National Assembly, and which the public can actually comment on. Also put a list of the concerns that still exist, and then the public can have their say, as they should do, and hopefully influence this bill.
Amazing. Well, a great place to leave it there. Rob Hutchinson from Dear South Africa. Go check out the website, dearsouthafrica.co.za, and have your say on the land claim court and the spy bill and a range of others which they have running there at the moment. Always a lot of interesting stuff on the website. Rob, thank you so much for joining us. Chat to you again next week.
Fantastic, Benji. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
There we go. Brings us to the end of the show for today. Thank you to everyone who helps put it together. Vusi is on the sound, Craig who pushes all the big red buttons, and to you, dear listener, who joins us every single week. And do join us again next week on the New Blue Review.